The new Connect FM.
It is 106. I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
Dr. Reeve Steck, pediatrician with Carl Foundation Physicians, on the phone with us for our weekly health check. How are you, Dr. Reeve Steck?
Very good. How are you guys?
Wonderful. So this week, you want to give us a little education on headaches, because it's surprising how many people suffer from headaches, and there's a lot of triggers, right?
Right. I think it's such an exceptionally common complaint, and I think a lot of people don't understand what you may actually be doing to yourself that can lead to it. Headache is not necessarily a well-understood phenomenon. We don't always know why a headache occurs, mm-hmm. but it's exceptionally common. Just so many people have problems with headache, some of them on a daily basis, some of them just that nagging every once in a while headache. Some of the good things to avoid is stuff you may be doing in your diet. Too much caffeine, for instance, may be something that can actually lead to headache. But at the same time, as I say that, caffeine can actually help you treat a headache. So you got to be careful about how you do it. So,
really?
Yeah.
Is there like a recommendation? You know, don't have a whole pot of coffee, just have a couple of cups? Or
well, the best idea is to avoid it completely. Take it out. And that may be difficult because most of us are
That would give me a headache.
Yeah, somewhat addicted to caffeine. So the getting away from caffeine would give you a headache. But once you're free of that caffeine, you can actually use caffeine to your advantage. If you can find something else to help you through the day aside from caffeine, and then only use the caffeine when you get a headache, it can actually help you treat a headache.
Okay.
One other thing is dehydration. Almost none of us in our lives get enough fluid throughout the day, and what we're talking about is non-caffeinated, non-alcoholic water or other liquids.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is it keeps you good and hydrated. Keeping your tank full can actually help blood flow easier. It can help your body to avoid releasing some of those nauseous chemicals in your body that can lead to blood vessels having spasms and thus can keep you away from headache. And your goal is to make sure that you're peeing often and that your pee is nearly clear.
Yeah, that's the thing that I hate. That's the one thing that prevents me from drinking more water. It's like, I don't want to be standing here dancing around on the air. You know, it is kind of annoying to have to go to the bathroom all the time.
Yeah, annoying but good for you.
If I were to drink 8 glasses of water in a day, I may as well just set up office in the bathroom. But,
or get yourself a little chair right next to the one.
Start
you're
wearing Depends or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. But it is important, and I've been trying to get more water
in
my day, because it seems to, like, my thoughts are foggy if I don't drink enough water.
Mm-hmm. It's always a better idea to stay really hydrated. It doesn't do it doesn't just do good things for your brain. It does good things for all of your organs and stuff you can't even see in there. One other thing to pay close attention to is your eating. There are things that you can eat that can trigger headache, like red wine, certain beers, aged cheese, sauerkraut, processed meats, things like that, preservatives like MSG. Those things can all lead to headache.
Wait. So you're telling me the lunch slices of turkey, that turkey sandwich that I'm taking in, might actually be causing me a headache?
Yeah, if it's processed, you know, some of those processed meats. Now that lean sliced lunch meat, ham and turkey and stuff like that, those are usually pretty good because they're not highly processed, don't have a lot of salt.
Okay, so you're saying my bologna might be giving me a headache.
Yeah, it could. And the whole thought process behind all of this is the brain is exquisitely sensitive. So it's sensitive to changes in blood sugar. It's sensitive to changes in your blood chemistry, and it's very sensitive to changes in hydration. So those blood vessels around the brain can actually spasm down and have problems if you're not paying attention to what you're eating and drinking. So trying to have good habits. And the other thing is sleep. If you're getting too much sleep enough sleep.
Actually, can we go back to
go.
The food? Because you'd mentioned some of the foods to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Are there also foods that would, in fact, help?
Yeah, they think that especially those foods rich in magnesium and other things like spinach is good, oat bran.
National Spinach Day. So
certain oils like olive oil and fish oil.
Okay.
Sunflower and pumpkin seeds are listed as foods that are good for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, doggone it, I was hoping you'd say Doritos would be helpful. Apparently not.
They might have something in Doritos that might be helpful, but Doritos in and of itself are not on the list.
Right. Okay. What else, Dr. Reifstek?
One other thing that's important to remember is your body likes habits. So if you get too much sleep or not enough sleep at night, that can also trigger headaches. Mm. And a good idea would be just to practice good sleep hygiene, which just means you have the same routine every night, even on weekends, trying to lay down at the same time and wake at the same time every day. That is something your body likes. And the same thing with meals. Your body likes to eat the same size meal at the same time every day. You don't have to eat the same thing, just the same size meal, the same general composition. And that really helps your body kind of to know what to expect. It doesn't release any of those I'm starving chemicals or those I'm dehydrated chemicals or I'm in stress mode chemicals. And that helps your body to kind of just click along in an even keel.
Okay.
Getting good activity, you know, just being a couch potato, it's not good for your body. It's not what your body wants. So again, it's getting good activity and having that outlet for both stress and to, you know, make sure that you're working your muscles and recycling those bad chemicals that are in your tissues. It's always a good thing.
It's interesting to think that, you know, that these things actually can cause headaches.
It is, and it's something that most people don't think about. And really, if you address a lot of these triggers, a lot of times you can prevent headaches. But if the headache comes, you know, you have to be aggressive about treating it. When you treat pain, and I'm talking pain in general, when you get behind and the pain starts to get more intense, it takes more to bring that pain back down. So what I tell my patients is you need to start treating pain the minute you have it. Don't wait. Don't think it's just going to go away. Just treat it. There's no reason for you to be in pain if there's a way to treat it. So what I tell folks is the minute you have pain, you start with ibuprofen. Mm-hmm. If that ibuprofen doesn't work after 20 to 30 minutes, you add Tylenol.
Okay.
If after 20 to 30 minutes you still have that headache, take a dose of Benadryl. So that's the progression that I use. And you don't have to wait hours. All of these are cleared by different mechanisms in the body. And if this doesn't work, then you need to probably see a medical professional.
Okay.
But so you start with ibuprofen, followed up with Tylenol about a half an hour later, followed up with Benadryl about a half an hour after that. And it, like I said, if that doesn't work, you need to move on to something with your doctor.
Right.
And above all of this, stay hydrated and avoid that caffeine, except for that first dose of ibuprofen, add a little caffeine with it, and that'll help the ibuprofen work.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
If you turn the bottle of Excedrin around, Excedrin has three things in it, ibuprofen or Tylenol, whichever kind you get, plus caffeine, plus aspirin.
Mm.
And I'm a pediatrician, so I don't ever recommend aspirin.
Okay.
So if you want to add aspirin and you're an adult, you can do that.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you. Boy, we always get great tips from you. You know, and I've got to tell you, remember a while back we were talking about colds and getting stuffed up, and you guys had said something about putting Bengay on the bottom of the feet.
Vapor rub.
That's what I meant. Vicks vapor rub at the bottom of the feet to help open up. And that worked for my husband when he got a cold.
Yeah.
It's magic, and we have no idea why it works.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And I couldn't remember if he was supposed to go with the socks or without the socks, but it didn't matter. It worked either way.
Yeah.
Yep.
So incredible. Well, thank you so much. And every Tuesday, just after 1 o'clock, Dr. Brent Reifstek with Carle Physicians Foundation gives us a call. He's a pediatrician, but gives us just a ton of great information. And we look forward to talking to you next week.
Always.
All right. And don't forget to go to champagnekissapig.com.
Yep.
And vote for Dr. Brent Reifstek to kiss that pig.
April 8th, there's a gala at Refinery, and you can be a part of it, too, so you can find out more information. That's right.
All right. Hey, thank you, doctor. Take care.
Thank you, you too.
Now you have a choice. 93.5, 95.3.